When we look at the vast and incomprehensible quote-unquote devastation that Keith Lowe shows us in Savage Continent, we think, or rather we're trained to think, madness, or evil, or those sad, demented autocrats. And this is indeed the feeling one gets from the contemporary witnesses who come afterwards and view it, and whose words Lowe documents, who all say such viciousness. Why? Why the viciousness? They cannot grasp the why of it. And yet, Miklos shows us the devastation as these acts are being committed. And in them, the functionaries do seem, as Hannah Arendt termed it, banal. But it's not the banality of evil. It's the banality of obedience, of following orders, putting our own thought processes on hold, which we're trained to do by parents. So it's all too familiar to us. This is one of the most important things Miklos shows us, the sense of normalcy that prevails, subsists among the functionaries. The banality of following orders means that our empathic feelings are frozen. But released from the obedience training called the wage, what flows is more time with the children, more time to process the pain of one's growing up, trapped in abandonment, in the never been seen, and in the training in obedience. And we begin to make sense of what's been happening to us. But we've yet to ask ourselves, we've yet to say in broad and extended global conversations, how will we counter our massive miseducation? I want to thank a man I heard this week who called into a radio show. This was that one I was telling you about earlier, the man on a book about animals, to counter the flood of orchestrated resistance to the notion that we can learn empathy from our plant and animal friends. He told a story of how his anger as a child at being abandoned, and it's always at base about that, our anger, due to this, the normalized mistreatment of children under class, led him to take his anger out on small animals and try to kill them. But one didn't die. One lived long enough to look up at him and say, "Look at what you've done to me." And so helped return him to himself, his original empathy. Because before all else, we are living things. Before a few among us tried to make us think that they were kings. And our nature is to help each other. That's what we want to do. And this is what we must start saying. That the way of states is opposed to our being living things that grow according to our nature. We are not machines here to perform the tasks we're given and then go meekly to our graves, give up our places, never having seen the depths of our longing. Never having seen the depths of our longing even begin to be achieved. And it's that longing that we're here to attend to. Our feelings and empathy are forming again here in the U.S. The thunder is the thunder of the flows. And I'm referring to that poem I love from Christopher Fry's A Sleep of Prisoners, in which he says, "The human heart can go to the lengths of God. Dark and cold we may be, but this is no winter now. The frozen misery of centuries breaks, cracks, begins to move. The thunder is the thunder of the flows, the thaw, the flood, the upstart spring. Thank God our time is now, when wrong comes up to face us everywhere. Never to leave us till we take the longest stride of soul men ever took. affairs are now soul-sized. But the risk is enormous in this, as this means, by power's way of looking at things, that there are too many of us, i.e., time for Plan C, catastrophe. So you see what Shakespeare means when he says, God grant I never prove so fond, foolish, as to trust power on its own bond, or a dog that seems a-sleeping, or a keeper with my freedom. So long as power exists, we are subjects. So long as we are subjects, we are subject to power's conditions and its whims.